Stanza 5 of Solstice Litany by Jim Harrison from Dead Man's Float, published in 2016. I'm going to read it for you twice. Solstice at the cabin deep in the forest. The full moon shines in the river. There are pale green northern lights. A huge thunderstorm comes slowly from the west. Lightning strikes a nearby tamarack, bursting into flame. I go into the cabin feeling unworthy. At dawn, the tree is still smoldering. In this place, the gods touched the earth. Solstice at the cabin deep in the forest. The full moon shines in the river. There are pale green northern lights. A huge thunderstorm comes slowly from the west. Lightning strikes a nearby tamarack, bursting into flame. I go into the cabin feeling unworthy. At dawn, the tree is still smoldering. In this place, the gods touched the earth. Boy, howdy, have the last several days ever felt long. The sun has been beating down. That paired with the humidex and the very bright evenings. We are at high summer, my darling friends. We are here at the longest day of the year. Usually, I try to mark this day in some way, whether that's with journaling or lighting a candle or reflecting on the last 6 months. And honestly, I don't know if I'm going to do that this year. I think this needs to be a quieter day. Maybe that is because we've had thunderstorms. Thankfully, no lightning strikes have happened in our neck of the woods, though reading that excerpt does remind me of when lightning struck a tree in the cemetery behind my parents' house, and it smoldered all night. And I remember going to the cemetery the next day. It was like a 2-minute walk from our house. Could see it from the backyard, and just this charred, not even stump, but this charred skeleton of a tree. And when I read this excerpt, that's what I was thinking of, was this dead tree. I don't know if it's still there. Maybe next time I go to Pickering, I can investigate. But yeah, I love the idea of a lightning strike being the place where gods touched earth. That's really quite a beautiful sentiment. And again, I think goes back to the thing that I said earlier this week of that idea of beauty and truth and calamity. I can't remember how I said it, but this is kind of another example of that calamity. I don't know why I'm liking that word lately. It doesn't really matter one way or another. Anyway, enjoy this longest day of the year, however you want to, or don't, you know, not every day needs to be enjoyed. Some days you're allowed to be grumpy and feel all those feelings. Any day you're allowed to be grumpy and feel all those feelings. I'm not the feelings police. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, what to feel, when to feel, or why you should feel it. That's not what I'm here for. That's not the person I want to be. Anyway, no more Jim Harrison tomorrow. It's going to be Cheeky Haiku Friday. I think I know which one I want to read. It is quite delightful. You might be able to hear the excitement in my voice over this Cheeky Haiku Friday. But yes, SPF, longest day of the year, highest sun rays. I believe solar noon is around 120 to 130 if you're in the GTA, so try to stay out of the sun if you want to. Get lots of water. Be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. Thank you once again for letting me into your ear holes, and I love you all so much. Talk to you tomorrow for Cheeky Haiku Friday. Bye.